How many others you could have, but I'm more learned than I, who know the every movement of the stars in the sky. Screen, you look deeper than the appearance, and he saw me standing there. No screen, huh? In this message by grace. Let's try again. How many others God could have chosen that are more learned than I, who know the every movement of the stars in the sky? But he looked deeper than the appearance, and he saw me standing there. I'm only in this message by grace. I'm only in this message by grace. It is only by grace that I'm in this.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how
back today, you know, but all things being said, we thank the Lord for giving us grace to be in his house once again. Maybe we can bow our heads for a word of prayer before we get to the word. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, Lord, we do thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness toward us, Lord. Father, how we thank you for another opportunity to be in your house, Lord, to gather as brethren, Lord, around your word, Lord, to hear from you, Lord. Father, to worship you in songs, in praise, Lord, even the fellowship, we appreciate and we love you for all that you've given unto us, Lord. Father, we just want now, Lord, to commit our time together with you. We want to commit the service into your hands, Lord, even the Sunday school. Father, we pray for grace and mercies, Lord, that you'd be in control, Lord, of all things which are said, all things which are done. Father, we people who constantly need your grace and your mercies. Father, we are needy people in one way or the other. Lord, some may need touch, Lord, in their health. We know that you'll meet that need because you've done it, Lord, even 2,000 years ago. Some, Lord, could need have financial needs. Some, Lord, is a closer walk with thee. Lord, whatever it would be, Lord, we trust and believe that, Lord God, you'd grant us all our heart's desires and all the things that we need. Be merciful to us now. We pray that you'd bless the word which we'd read, Lord. Father, you undertake and take control. We pray, Lord, for Brother Maxwell, who couldn't be with us today as he's in Limerick. How we ask you, Lord, to please bless him there, Lord. Use him, Lord, for your glory. Father God, may there be a positive, Lord, confession from the saints there. Lord, you be with your servant, Lord, even upon this day. We commit this time to you now, Lord, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. For a scripture reading, we can, maybe if you could get us Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. To the saints who are often in our cottage meetings, please bear with me because I've been speaking of this for the last time we're there and probably the time before that. But may the Lord help us. Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Yeah. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? What a mighty thing. If we can also read 2 Corinthians 10, we'll read from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. So the word reads, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Verse 7, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust in himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated, saints. So we just want to speak around tearing down of strongholds. So like we read there, the scripture in Jeremiah, where the word of God is like a fire. It's like a hammer, you know. And you know what happens when you put a hammer to a rock. It smashes it to pieces, you know. And we read there the word that also says that our weapons of warfare, they're not carnal. You know, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what are strongholds? What is a stronghold? You know, there's, I'll read some definitions that I noted down. So, a stronghold is a place that has been fortified so as to protect it against attack. So that's one definition of a stronghold, is a place that's fortified. It's naturally, when we look at these physical strongholds, it's like a castle, let's say, gives a good example. Because a castle has high walls, so it's not easy to gain access into a castle. You got to be let in through the gate. Otherwise, you can't gain access in. Or one that we may be more familiar with is Jericho. The walls of Jericho. They were high, very high walls, maybe up to 15 feet in height. Thick walls. And when in the case of Jericho, it wasn't just that they had one wall. There was actually an inner wall again. Yeah. And on top of that, there was a trench, a pit, you know. So all with the intention of them erecting these walls, it's obvious that they were in a hostile environment. Amen. So to protect themselves, they erected these walls. So you could not enter into there unless they let you into the gate. But the gates were thick. Yeah. So even if you tried to bash the gates, you couldn't get in. Yeah. You know. So essentially, in the physical, that's what a stronghold is. Yes. And like we're saying that, it's a protection. So those who are behind those walls, they are safe. They're in a place of security. Their daily life, they can thrive because they're safe. Amen. Within the city gates, if they send their children to school, they know the children will go there and return because they are hidden behind those walls. So that's one kind of definition of a stronghold. And for ourselves, from even back home, the city where we come from, It's a military city. So the military base is strategically located. It's located at the foot of a koppie. Yeah. You know, so the koppie, the height of it, there's a watch tower there, and there at the base. They didn't just randomly place it anyway. That spot was chosen for a stronghold because of it's the geography there was to the advantage of the military, you know. And that's how strongholds, that's how they choose where to place strongholds and where they are like that. But there's another definition also of strongholds. So I'll read it here. This is not my own definition, but it's a place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended. Right. Yeah. Amen. So that too is a stronghold. We may look at a scripture maybe just to help us as we go along, perhaps to help me. But Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. Right. If you can please pull that up, sister. So it's a place or a particular cause or belief where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended. Proverbs 18 verse 10 reads, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth there into it and is safe." Amen. Yeah. So the name of the Lord or the word of God is a strong tower. Amen. That as long as we stay behind the stronghold of God's word, we're safe. Yeah, we're safe. When we're under attack, no matter what Satan is throwing at us, we know once I can get my sweet hour of prayer, once I can open the pages of the word, I know that the Lord is going to speak to me. God is going to speak to me. He's going to help me. You see? He's going to do that. And That's our stronghold. Now, Satan knows where the source of our strength is. That it's in the word. So he will do all that he can to attack us, to disbelieve or to get off of the word. He doesn't change his tactics. You know, if you could please get for me that the first quote, which I just to so we stay on track, where the prophet speaks about it. He said, now notice, Satan tried to get in there to spy out, to see how he could get a hold of that human race. So Satan wanted to get hold of us. He wanted to get hold of God's creation, which was above the angels. Above all, that was God's masterpiece, if you like, is us humans who he had put down. But Satan, he wanted to see how he could get in there. And he took one of the most famous tactics that, well, it showed that he had to be a supernatural power to think of it. So Satan, many times we underestimate him.
Amen.
But here the prophet is saying for him to think of this particular tactic, he had to be a supernatural power.
Right.
You see? And
Amen.
We on our own cannot overcome Satan.
Amen.
We can't. We need another supernatural power which is greater than Satan.
Amen.
And through him we can overcome.
Amen.
If we will read on there. It says, to think of it. And he used the... let me read that again. He says, it showed that he had to be a supernatural power to think of it. And he used this the first time and was successful. And he's done it ever since.
Amen.
And still successful to a certain estate.
Bye-bye.
He used reasoning against faith. Satan come to Eve and begin to reason against the word of God. The great armor that God had fortified his people with. You see? So Satan came to get her off the word. The Lord had given us his word as a strong tower that can defeat the enemy anytime, any place, in any situation. We know it that Jesus, when he was led up to be tested of the Lord in the wilderness, he didn't use any other power. He just said, it is written. He being the word, used the word to overcome the devil. And so Satan knew that as long as these people stick to the word, he can't touch you. He can't. He can't. We know that to be the truth. So We'll read and finish on that. He said, he began to use reasoning. Now, it's only reasonable that God would not destroy you. Now he's reasoning with Eve. Surely you will not die. He just changed one word. You know? But remember, friends, that is Satan's tactic to begin with. And he still uses the same thing and still successful with it. Reasoning.
Amen.
It doesn't change. We leave it there. Thank you, sister. So Satan doesn't change. And we see it that our source of strength, our protection is behind the word. And Satan has been coming against God's children from the beginning. As we see in there what the prophet said, that Satan doesn't change his tactic.
Amen.
He doesn't, because he's seen it was successful to begin with, and it's he just keeps using the same tactic. Now, there's many ways of looking at strongholds, you know. But one thing for sure is that Satan is the one that always, he tries to get in the way of God's children from fully believing the word. Because it's not good enough for us to believe part of the word. We have to believe all of the word. You see. But Satan uses different measures. So sometimes he makes us develop within ourselves strongholds. Remember, stronghold is a place of safety. So he can come, he tries to deform us sometimes in our youth. Sometimes he lets circumstances happen so that it develops complexes in us, or it develops fear in us, or it puts pride in us. But all these things, they lead to us creating a stronghold, a place of safety. Because we gave the example before, like we were saying of Little Hope, Brother Clayton's daughter, if she's just playing and there's a flame there, there's a fire burning beside, out of curiosity as a child, she'll want to touch that flame. Her parents obviously say, no, don't go there. You know? But human nature being human nature, she will one day reach out and touch that flame. But from the time that her fingers are seared, There's an issue there. She now knows that that area, no, it's a no-go area. Because I have a wound from it. You see, I have a wound. I suffered pain from touching that fire. So her parents can tell her all these other things. It's okay. But when they come to the one of fire, that look, there is a way which you can handle fire, which is safe. But that scar from her childhood, it impacts. And she will not go near it. You can develop a complex. Let's read another scripture. Luke chapter 10. Because the enemy is the one, Satan. He is the one who brings. He wants to afflict us with wounds, with complexes. You know? That's the work of Satan. Luke chapter 10 verse 30. We know these scriptures very well. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. So these men, Luke 31, they injured him. They wounded him. They put physical scars and wounds on this man, 31. And by chance there came a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. 35. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come, I will repay thee. So that good Samaritan, he committed to repay in full. We know who's the one who pours in the oil and the wine to us. But Satan, through his wickedness, he anointed those thieves that attacked a man that was just on his way, and they left him with wounds. And we know that wounds, it's depending on the severity of the wounds, but it's painful. Some wounds scar you physically. You know, I'm sure all of us from childhood trip and you bruise your knees or some, those scars remain, you see. And the intention of these people was to kill him. Because like the scripture said, they left him half dead. When they departed, they thought they had finished with that man. And that's what Satan looks to do to us as sons and daughters of God, because we know he came to rob, to steal, and to destroy. His mission is to destroy, because he wants worship. Now, those wounds, which the wounds that are physical wounds, right? Those ones can be treated, you know? They can be treated because you can see them. Yeah, you can see it. So as long as you can see it, you can treat it. And in most cases, successfully. But there's other wounds that you cannot see. Those wounds are the ones that are dangerous. You know, we do see, I unfortunately have lost some relatives. Like one in particular I think of was only a young man. He was engaged to one of my nieces. And here in Ireland, and someone was suicidal and he came down the wrong side of the road at high speed, and he smashed into their car, yeah? So my niece had some injuries, but her fiancé at the time, he didn't have like facial injuries or anything. All his injuries, they were internal. They were internal. And the result of it, he lost his life. You see, so those internal injuries are the ones which are most dangerous. Those are the ones that they need special focus on them. They need attention. You got to look at that. Now, spiritually speaking, we as believers, sometimes we have wounds. Wounds which are internal. Wounds that manifest in different ways. Sometimes they manifest as complexes, you know? So it's just looking at the time there. But let me find a place where we can finish off. Just look, there's different complexes. And all those complexes, they behind it is Satan. Because we know that the Word of God tells us that the Word of God is there to set the captives free. To set the captives free. But because of time restriction, we probably we won't be able, it's no point for me to start on that. If the Lord wills, another day we might get into it. But if we could just read one scripture, just to encourage ourselves that let it be always by God's grace that our stronghold does not move off from the North Star. We are safe there, you know. If we just read, because, you know, some trust in this and that, but it will fade away. But the Lord, the Word of God will never fade away. If we can just read Proverbs 18, verse 11. It says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Verse 12, please. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. So a rich man, his stronghold is in his wealth. You know, but we know that that's a false stronghold because it can't hold you in your time of need. It can't keep you from the internal traumas that would have been afflicted. It's only God's word. But saints, thank you for giving us an ear. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for your grace and for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, indeed, even for all things, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. Father God, Lord, and we desire to abide therein. We desire to abide in you. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, even now as we've come to the end of our Sunday school, Father God, Lord, we pray for the remainder of the service. Please undertake for it, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the song leader and the musicians. Please, Lord, use them, Lord, for your glory. Father, it's our heart's desire that when your word comes, Lord, it'll rest in the right place, which is deep in our souls, Lord. So help them, Lord, as they minister unto the saints. We pray, Lord, also for our pastor. Grant him grace, grant him mercy as he prepares. Lord, you undertake for him. He has been always a blessing to us. We are, Lord, in anticipation that you'd speak to us through him, Lord. Be merciful, we pray, Lord, as we commit all of this into your hands in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen.